Basket of deplorables.
Deplorables.
Deplorable?
Deplorable.
Deplorable?
Basket of deplorables.
Let's talk about this presidential campaign's deplorables for just a minute. Hillary Clinton set the news media and Donald Trump supporters on fire on Friday when she let it slip at a fundraiser that Donald Trump supporters sit in two baskets.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
Ooh, that was a gaffe. A presidential candidate vilifying millions of voters. Ouch. News outlets from the Washington Post to Fox News groaned at Hillary's mistake. They called it a self-inflicted wound, and they followed it up with analysis, calling voters racist, Islamophobic, xenophobic, sexist. Just how badly had Hillary hurt herself with them?
They just gave Trump this.
Oh, yeah.
It's a silver platter.
But here's the thing. I'm not in Hillary Clinton's head, and no one at the campaign has told me that she said that on purpose. But if she didn't, it's a gaffe with nothing but upside for Hillary Clinton. And the Trump campaign knows it. Let's stop for 1 second, though, and look at the worst part of how the media covered Clinton's comment. Lots of analysis on how unfair it is to call half of Donald Trump's supporters racially biased. Lots more on how it's always a bad idea to attack voters of any stripe. And almost no coverage on whether the claim is true. And plenty of polls, which are the best answer we have, suggest that it is. As Ta-Nehisi Coates at The Atlantic has pointed out, polls have asked this question. According to a Reuters Ipsos poll, 60% of Trump supporters have a negative view of Islam. 76% in a Texas politics poll support banning Muslims from the United States. And again, according to Reuters, nearly half of Republicans rated blacks as more violent and more criminal than whites. So there is some evidence that Clinton's claim may, in fact, be true. But I get it. This is politics. Truth-telling is not always a good idea, right? What's the definition of a gaffe? After all, it's when a politician tells the truth unintentionally. So forget that this is not the first time Hillary Clinton has suggested Trump's followers have ugly politics. Mitt Romney attacked the 47% of people in this country who want a free handout, and it was terrible for him. Well, this really hurts Hillary, right? Calling half of Trump's supporters deplorable? Well, not really. The thing you have to ask yourself is who exactly does this gaffe hurt her with? Now, I'm going to speculate here, but safely speculate. Let's face it, not one Trump supporter truly offended by what Clinton said about them was gettable for Clinton in the first place. That person doesn't exist. That person's a unicorn. Instead, think about a place like the critical Philadelphia suburbs in must-win Pennsylvania. On Tuesday, President Obama was there helping drive up turnout for Clinton. Meanwhile, in the Philly suburbs, there's a big group of people who might be willing to vote for Donald Trump, but they just aren't sure. They're Republicans or independents, but they don't like what he says. They don't like his insults, and they don't like what they see from his strongest supporters. That's right. They're queasy about getting into their basket. How do I know this is true? Well, Donald Trump knows it's true. It's his strategy. Donald Trump's ceiling so far in this campaign has been about 43%. He's barely broken it, and that's not enough to win. So he's been busy staging outreach to African Americans and Latinos, and as we've reported on this show, that outreach has less to do with getting minority voters and has a lot more to do with making nervous whites comfortable. Of course, the word deplorable sent the Trump campaign into a frenzy.
Anybody that doesn't support her or her candidacy, you belong in this so-called basket of deplorables.
Sure, they're fundraising off of it. But all of this umbrage is belied by the fact that it's built into Trump's own campaign, a recognition that lots of white Republicans and independents are uncomfortable with Trump and his supporters. He's running on it. So here comes Clinton. Half of Trump's supporters are deplorable. The media covers it as a gaffe, and that guarantees more coverage than if it were written into a teleprompter speech, which it actually was. Meanwhile, Trump's true deplorables, the racists, the white nationalists, they're flying their flag more proudly than ever, happy to get called out by Clinton. Hillary Clinton's comment was panned by pundits and journalists for attacking voters for dividing the country. But it didn't divide the country. The country is already divided. Clinton has a lead in this race, albeit a narrow one. What she did was try to divide Trump from the already very uneasy Republican white voters he needs to have a chance to win in November. I have no idea if it will work, but if it was an unintentional bit of honesty, if it's a gaffe, it sure looks like a pretty savvy one from Hillary Clinton. And it helps guarantee that lots of American voters, as they watch the media coverage of this election, will start thinking hard about that question. What basket are you in?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.